It's a NBA Minute on the Gary Sharp Show. Gary, we talked about this during the crossover, but your Heat had a really nice win, and Bam sent the Nets home with an L with his game-winning bucket in the fourth yesterday. Huge win for the Heat. The Nets not only lose the game, but they lose Kevin Durant. He's got a thigh contusion. You can see it in a replay. Gets kneed in a thigh.
Suck it up!
That's what I'm saying. He'll be all right, though. He's going to miss some games, though. The Knicks are looking really, really good. They took down the Pelicans in overtime yesterday for their sixth straight win. Zion, though, he played super well in Madison Square Garden. It said he loves to play in Madison Square Garden. I've got those emoji eyes looking at that one. Hello, New York. Steph Curry deserves his flowers while he's still around. You know, 11 for 16 in a game is absolutely ridiculous. Couldn't pull off the win because you need a little bit of help when you're out there just flaming hot. The Boston was able to take care of the Warriors. Some good games tonight, including a game between those Warriors and the 76ers. So that'll be up tonight, as well as you'll see Utah and L.A. And I am just patiently waiting for Anthony Davis to take the floor. Hello, my fantasy team needs you. There's 1 week into the playoffs.
Don't the Lakers play Saturday night?
Yes.
Okay. So that's, you know, become like the marquee game.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he's back then. I think the Lakers are going to be just fine.
I think they're going to be just fine.
Yes. So Curry has become the greatest shooter in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
He's making shots during this run, which he's putting on a show, and he's having an incredible season. If Golden State was near the top of the West, there would be even more talk. People know and watch him, and they go, geez. But anytime that he makes a shot and you go, sheesh, how do you stop him? I mean, he made a shot the other night against Boston left-handed. He has got so much confidence right now in his shot.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got that little where you don't know when he's going to shoot it, and he'll come off the dribble. One dribble pull up, bang. It's just continuing to add to his legacy. But he has become the greatest shooter in the history of basketball.
Yep.
I thought I'd get more pushback in that. I think I find more people are agreeing.
Yeah.
And it's not just, you know, he's been a great shooter for a nice extended period here,
mm-hmm.
but now even more this year, when the focus is on him. People say, well, shut down Curry, we'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And all he does is he goes out and gets 40 plus a night, and he's got, what are we, hit 10 or 11 straight games where he scored 30 or more?
Yeah, I think.
Because he's had three straight games where he's hit 10 or more threes in a game.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
And it's not like he's shooting 25, 30 times a game.
No. No. It's absolutely ridiculous. I'm a Reggie Miller guy. And Reggie Miller has gone on and said, hey, this is the best shooter that has ever stepped foot on that court. And I agree. It's absolutely insane. And he's got a teammate that might be second.
Oh, and Klay Thompson, yeah.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
All right, so we're doing some math here. I think Nebraska and Texas will start at 2:30. They are done now. Washington came back, won the last three.
Unreal.
To knock out Pitt. That's unfortunate. Pitt was a good story. They beat Minnesota yesterday, but six-seeded Washington advances to the Final Four, winning 3-2. So Nebraska-Texas, we think, let me look here, I think it's 2:30 is when they will start. So I'm sure the afternoon will keep you updated. Bishop will be in, right? They got postponed?
Oh, yeah.
So he'll have. He'll be back here. Or he'll get lost. Sometimes, you know, the person on the Creighton volleyball broadcast for the NCAA tournament said it took Creighton an hour to get to their hotel. I could see that.
Yeah.
It might take Bishop an hour, you know, get back from the ballpark. All right, a couple of other annoying things at collegiate sporting events. Tomahawk Chop, Florida State. Get Boomer Sooner.
Pick Suey from Arkansas.
It is kind of jarring, especially with that chant.
Mm-hmm.
If you've never been somewhere when they start that chant, especially if you know, I think we've all kind of been around baseball with Arkansas here, mm-hmm. but if you ever go to like a football game where there's more people or even basketball when they start that chant up and you're not included, I went to an Arkansas football game about 6-7 years ago. I didn't know, you know, I'm not an Arkansas fan. I was just there. It was an SEC game.
Mm-hmm.
and they start that chant and you don't know what to do, and everybody does it. And you're like looking around going, okay, what do I do? Or if you go to the swamp, you go to a Florida football game, and they start the gator chomp.
Yeah.
It's very awkward if you go to these places and they have these traditions, whether it be, you know, the tomahawk chop, whether you want to, you know, do it or not, to pig suey, to the gator chomp, or you forgot to bring your cowbell if you went to a Mississippi State game. If you don't know what to do, it can get a little awkward. People just kind of stare at you and they're like, are you part of the cult? No, because I'm not calling the pigs. I have no idea what to do. I'm just here as a fan because I'm taking in all the SEC stadiums. All right, get off!
I love that.
There's a couple of things at K-State with the Wildcat roar and then the way they announce first downs.
Oh, wow.
For a... And everybody, Wildcat, first down.
Oh, no.
Just, you know, if you've had bad times in Manhattan, little stuff like that just irritates you.
Yeah, I feel you on that one.
All right. Good show, everybody. Thanks for chiming in as we talked about practice. More practice today. I think we'll all be talking about practice. But it was good. I hope that they do continue it. I think their feedback they got was really, really good. In some places do this, but they don't open it to the general public. You know, you'll get some schools in the spring that will open it just to donors. Hey, it's a little carrot I dangle in front of you. You're a donor, or you want to become a donor, we're going to give you exclusive access to a spring practice where you can see it on your own. Do they do it in the future? I don't think I could ever see them doing it during the fall. They leave that one for the students that they usually do the final Saturday before the season begins, which is a really cool tradition that students look forward to. And it's also the carrot there. Hey, if you're a member of the Red Zone, you bought student tickets, you can come to the open scrimmage. Or you want to come to the open scrimmage where it's just for students, buy student season tickets. I get it. That's how it works. I wonder if they'll continue this in the spring and still leave it open to the general public. And will they put a cap on it? Because 4,000 seemed right, but there were restrictions. Could you go, you know, 5,000-10,000 people for a practice and not take anything away from the spring game? I mean, if you're going to have one of these practices, you got to keep it free, because then people might just buy for the practice and they'll take away from the spring game.
Yeah.
But I hope they keep it. I think it can become a tradition. I think it was accepted. People got a sense of what a practice looks like, that there's no downtime, that everything is pretty structured, and there is no, you know, things are always moving, whether it be, you know, the music keeps you going and you go from, you know, period to period. So it was good. It was a good weekend. Some people are, you know, way over the top on their observations. Some are, like me, a little bit more conservative, just kind of a wait and see. And he's the X factor. Number five, popular guy. Man, George, he made some plays on Saturday that were moments where you go, dang, what if? But after practice, he walked around and he threw his wide receiving gloves to a kid who, I mean, the kid is in heaven, probably slept with him last couple of days, which is really cool. But the amount of people that were coming to him to ask him for autographs, it was the red number five was not very far from the white number five. And if I was asking for autographs, I'd go right to the number five in white. I'd be having Cam Taylor-Britt sign as much stuff as possible.
Yep.
All right, we'll have more on this tomorrow. Robin Washington will join us, Matt Lothrop, and Tom Chattel as well. All right, USC's coming up next. Nebraska volleyball, Texas about 2:30. No Creighton baseball today. And thankfully, no Cub baseball today as well. White Sox and the Red Sox played Patriots Day. Did you see a score? No?
It did not go well for the White Sox.
Okay, that's okay.
Yeah.
All right. Boston's in first place in the East. For George, I'm Gary. For Matt Verzal, for Michael Bruns, and for all of you, thank you. We'll talk to you again tomorrow at 10 with another edition of the Gary Sharp Show from the Grunwald Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing Zone Studio.